It's our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Denise Lee.
Hey, Denise.
Hey, kia ora. How you doing, Laura?
Kia ora. I'm awesome. I heard just before that you have special news for us to start us out.
Yeah, that's right. So if you by chance happen to be walking through Ellerslie Village and where my office is located, we've got a sausage sizzle running out the front raising money for the Hearing House. So the Hearing House is an amazing charity that provides cochlear implants for children and adults who are profoundly deaf. And literally, you implant these devices, you turn on the button, and you can hear. Mm. So I've seen footage and seen later therapy sessions of tiny little kids hearing for the first time, recognising sounds. It's amazing.
Mm.
And so come by the office, gold coin, grab a sausage and do your bit. It's also, they run Loud Shirt Day. So we're wearing disgustingly loud shirts. and, you know, that might be worth a couple of gold coins just to see the carnage that is our disgustingly loud shirts.
All right. I love it. What shirt are you wearing?
Bright like aqua blue with these hideous orchid things on it.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how to describe it. It's just bright and it's almost like a poncho. I wouldn't even call it a shirt.
It sounds worth coming out and donating a gold coin for.
Yeah, all for a good cause.
Mm, absolutely. So we're going to just jump straight into it. Seems to be a bit of a trend happening with National at the minute where you guys are being told your ads are misleading and it seems to be coming from more than one source now. Can you tell us a bit about that?
So the news from the last sort of, let me think, I think it's 24 hours now, so it's hard to keep track of this stuff, Laura, is the Speaker of the House surprised standing up in yesterday's session in Parliament and telling us that there is, you know, effectively a gag on our party using, in our opinion, legitimate sound bites of MPs talking in Parliament. So you'd think, okay, well, you know, what did you do and how did you do it, National Party? But the media can still do it, but we can't.
Mm.
So we're really puzzled by this and are wanting to get some more information as to exactly how this plays out. If the media can still do this, but we can't, why wouldn't Kiwis want to see how their MPs perform in Parliament?
Well, just in terms of what Labour has said, the standing order prohibits this, apparently. So this is why they're indicating that this is appropriate for media to do, but not for politicians.
Well, the key words is political advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So the standing orders do allow for clips, you know, for you to use clips of MPs in Parliament. Now, let's just keep thinking about context here. This is public Parliament. Anyone can sit in the gallery. Anyone can watch on webcast, on Parliament TV.
Absolutely.
And you know, I think it's absolutely right in terms of freedom of expression and our public democracy that you can see exactly what we're saying. And what we've had is just this really bizarre turn of events where highlighting sound bites is considered now not allowed.
Mm.
And this is robust political debate. We think that our videos make Parliament more accessible and, quite frankly, engaging. And it's being ruled out. So we are wanting to explore this a little further.
Mm. I guess the whole idea of political advertising is really what's in question here. With that in mind, though, so Section 3A of the Electoral Act, if the ad is intended to discourage you for voting for an opposing party or person, so that's kind of what they have looked at as political advertising. Do you think this is an instance in which you are trying to discourage people from supporting or voting for someone?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I mean, there's no even remote use of the word vote or asking for people to, you know, have a certain outcome once viewing our videos. It's just simply use of sound bites in Parliament, which is used in so many contexts. And by the way, when we're in government, Labor Greens New Zealand First did this to us.
Yeah. Well, so I mean, the Green Party did a similar thing not that long ago, and similar action was taken to have that removed.
Yeah, and that was from the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Mm-hmm. So that's another. And, you know, quite frankly, they had a massive onslaught from their own party. That their own members said, do not do this. You know, that was highly personal. So they self-regulated, I guess you could say. We stand by our videos as, you know, let's be really clear here. We haven't sort of taken sentences and mixed up the words and mixed up the sentence. They're literally sound bites of what was said.
Mm.
So there's certainly no, I mean, we'd be in a heck of a lot of trouble if we completely misrepresented what was said. We're not. It's just sound bites.
Mm. I did see one a while back, just personally, where it was kind of a compilation of Jacinda Ardern with a lot of ums and commentary that she was saying. I don't have the information in front of me repeatedly. Now, that's a very clear framing of a person, and potentially a little problematic, don't you think?
Well, no, not in our opinion. If that was what she said, and that was how she said it, then all we're doing is showing that particular or series of expressions.
Mm, but it is very much intended to produce a certain outcome for whoever's watching it, to go, well, she doesn't have her shit together, basically.
Well, no, that's not what we're saying. We're presenting what she said, and people can decide for themselves, Laura.
Mm. Do you think it's this kind of politics that is potentially causing people to lose faith in the political sphere in some instances? This kind of politics where we do see not just national, but both sides of the coin painting people in a specific light?
Well, look, we're never too far away from one person viewing something in a certain way and another person viewing it in another.
Mm-hmm.
So in some ways it is about personal interpretation, but there are clear rules, there are clear laws around you know, explicit misrepresentation. We absolutely don't think that we've gone over that line. It's simply sound bites of what's said in Parliament. I think the bigger concern here for anyone in New Zealand is around just a straight out, you know, gag order on freedom of expression, on stuff that's publicly available. Anytime you can even read the transcript of what was said.
Mm-hmm.
And the media can keep doing this, but all of a sudden we can't, and it's come from Trevor Mallard as Speaker of the House. We're suspicious. This was set off by Kieran McNulty, their House leader, in a letter to the Speaker of the House. It's important that New Zealanders see how MPs perform in Parliament. I'll tell you what it's like when you're there. You're late at night doing speeches at 9:30. The House goes to 10 o'clock at night. And people get silly and say stuff in Parliament, and, you know, they're tired. And, you know, sometimes MPs think that people aren't watching. Well, they are, and they should be watching.
Mm.
And so for us to have the capacity to see and to show what goes on in Parliament, it's robust political debate.
Well, I'll just quote the most recent, or not most recent, one of the RNZ articles here in front of me. They said the most recent example of this that has been kind of challenged is a satire ad where Labour MP Deborah Russell was being mocked for her spiel on ancient philosophers and their tenuous connection to government's well-being budget. Is that a fair comment?
Well, look, I haven't read the Radio New Zealand article, but, you know, I've
well, is it satire if I just plant it blatantly?
No, I wouldn't call it satire. I'd call it clips of what she said in the House, and anyone can look at it and read it for themselves. It's exactly, we've played exactly what she said, and she did tie it to well-being.
Mm. I'll shift on to our next subject now. So the bottle refund plan. I guess, can we just agree before we jump into it that making steps to improve our recycling plan is a good thing?
Yeah. Yep. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And we think it's such a good thing that we actually had the idea, a much, our opinion, a better and faster idea earlier in the year. And the Minister of the Environment said that at the time when we put out this container deposit scheme idea in our discussion document, that it wasn't one of her priorities. But now it is. But unfortunately, this is what we would say, an idea that's only centred around investigative work, and it's going to take a long time to actually get there. So it's an underwhelming announcement. They've had 2 years to get to this. There's a bit of a theme, I think. This is just my perspective, Laura, that when you and I talk about environmental measures, on the show, the theme that I keep saying is that it's taken them a long time. A lot of the stuff is still in the idea stage, and this particular container deposit scheme by the government, the proposal, after going through another working group for it, won't even be presented to government until August 2020.
Well, I mean, I guess calling it underwhelming, though, what kind of ideas would National be implementing for a more environmentally friendly Aotearoa?
So, are you talking about the container deposit scheme? Because, as I said, we had this in our discussion document. The minister was asked about it, and she said it wasn't one of her priorities. This was earlier from memory,
about April or May this year. I'm just wanting to focus on what National would do, not necessarily what's happening with that, but I want to know what you would be implementing under National to be more environmentally friendly, particularly with recycling.
Well, so we, let's go back to, and again, we've talked about this on shows, our support for the Independent Climate Change Commission, right?
Yep.
So the one bit that we have a problem with is the methane targets because of our primary sector and how very impactful those highly unrealistic targets are for methane reduction. Otherwise, a big body of the work there, we're really interested in, of course, there's recycling element to that. Of course, there's, you know, carbon emission reduction and the many ideas around that. That's where the work needs to be. And it also puts it into a collaborative framework. So we've signed up to that. We're really keen to see how independent commissioners can drive things ahead. And, you know, I think we're well within our rights to say, well, this little practical idea around a container deposit scheme, which we talked about first, which the minister said wasn't a priority, if you're going to do this, do it well. The government isn't—they're not even going to drive this, other than putting money at it. They're farming it out to a couple of councils to do all the legwork.
Well, shouldn't councils also be taking a big priority and working hand in hand with government in order to implement this kind of scheme?
Oh, of course. You know, I'm not saying that delivery isn't going to be collaborative, but in this instance, I guess I'm just looking for better, bigger, faster signals from the government that they're going to get on to the practical stuff in a far more timely fashion than they have.
Well, what would you like to see next?
Well, the container deposit scheme could happen a whole lot faster than this. I mean, essentially, it's another working group, and there's 270 of them, Laura. So, you know, to say, look, let's get on to this, let's do it, but we won't even see a proposal until the second half of next year. I mean, for all we know, we might have an election at the same time and it might be lost in the wash, but who knows? So, you know, just 2 years on, I had my second year anniversary in Parliament last week, or this week, and, you know, it's time for a little bit more action. There's no two ways about that.
I might just shift on to my final question of the day. What is the worst gift you've ever received?
I got... I'm not going to name the member of the family who did this.
Okay.
But I got it. You know how you have mood rings?
Oh, yeah.
I got a mood necklace.
Oh.
And it was like this big, honking, oval, awful-looking stone with this really... It wasn't even like real silver. It was like crappy...
Oh, wow.
I really hope my family are not listening right now. They'll know exactly for you too. Oh, it was ugly.
Oh, no. I'm sure you put on a brave face for it, though.
Yeah, I put it on. You know how you like you get a gift and you put it on?
Oh, this is so amazing. It's great.
You look like you're going to use it.
Yeah.
Yep, that thing went straight to the trash as soon as I got home.
Oh, no. I'm sorry about that terrible gift.
Mood necklace,
that's the one. I was going to say socks, maybe.
I appreciate socks now that I'm grown.
But we'll talk with you next week, Denise. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Catch you later. Bye.
Bye.
The National Party's Denise Lee on 95 BFM.